Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Chaf Hei. Zvachim Chaf Hei, we are on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored in memory of Dr. Manfred Lehman, Menashe Rafal ben Achaver Chaim Ufega, by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel. We thank the family for the sponsorship. Again, Ilui Nishmas Menashe Rafal ben Achaver Chaim Ufega. Okay, we continue, by the way, if you're keeping track, today, I think, if the calculations are correct, is the 2104th daf in Shas, as we continue our travels through Masechta Zvachim. Okay. Fourth to last line on Chav Dalet Amud Beis. So we're speaking about the psul of Yamin. Yamin and Smol, and which avodos require Yamin and which don't require Yamin. We spoke about yesterday about some of the avodos that are not mentioned in the Gemara. Does that require Yamin or not? The Mikdash David Sveikos. What about a lefty? A lefty, if certain avodos or non-avodos do not require Yamin, then a lefty should be okay for them. And so why can't a lefty do any avoda? Why is a lefty puzzle for avoda bechlal? So he discussed that, you know, do you say that since he's puzzle for some, so he would be puzzle for all? Okay, that was a discussion. Then we spoke about what does the Torah have to say for us to assume that you have to have Yamin? Is it Etzba? Is it Kohen? Is it both of them? What if you need Kohen? If Kohen needs Etzba, do you need, what do you need Kohen for? Just write Etzba. Okay, and then we mentioned that Rabbi Shimon, just like he argues in our Mishnah, he argues on Kabbalah in the Brisa. Rabbi Shimon also argues on Zerika. The Rabbi Shimon would be Machshir by Zerika and by Kabbalah. So that was all what we discussed. So now we continue. Says the Gemara, fourth to last line. The Ella Hadama Rava says, quotes, Yad Yad Lekmitza, Rega Rega Lechalitza, Ozen Ozen Leritzia Lamali. We have a drasha. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Menachas on Daf Yud that there's an entire pasuk by a mitzora that is extra. An entire pasuk, Rashi quotes it by Mitzora Ashir. It says, "Put it al tnuch ozen hayamanis v'albo and yado hayamanis v'albo and raglo hayamanis." The whole pasuk is extra. So the Gemara darshins there the extra ear, hand, and foot, ozen, yado, and raglo, and all of them say yamanis. All of them say right. So the Gemara there darshins that each one is to teach us for a different area of halacha. Right, that's why it's extra. So we use the yad to teach me that kemitza has to be done with the right. We use regel to teach me that the chalitza has to be done with the right. And we use ozen to say that the ritzia of an eved ivri has to be done with the right. So ask the Gemara, according to that which Rava says that you needed to teach me all of these halachas, lamali, what do you need this extra limud for? Me the Rava Bar Bachana nafta. We already learned it from Rava Bar Bachana, who says just kahuna would require yamin. Right, so we had all the different dayas. Rabbi Shimon might require both, but if you say you just require kahuna, so all of these, it says that a kohen has to do it. So it has to do it with yamin. So what exactly is the need for both? Again, each of these we could spend a lot of time on. Let's just do the answer, and then maybe we'll come back to one or two of them. As the Gemara, no, you still need two. Let's say focusing on the kemitza, chad lekometz v'chad lekiddush kometz. What does that mean? One for the kometz, which is the kohen when he creates the kometz, when he sticks his hand into the flour in order to come out with the kometz, the act that's parallel to shechita in the karban mincha. So that requires yamin. That's one pasuk. The kometz itself, creating the kometz, getting the flour under his three middle fingers and rubbing off on the side. So that's number one. And number two is for kiddush kometz. Kiddush kometz is putting it into the kli sharis after that. Remember, we had a machlokas earlier, which Shabbat Hashem will get referred to again. We had back on Daf Yud Aleph or so, that there was a machlok. Everybody agrees that the mincha has to be put into the kli sharis originally. The machlokas is, once you do the kemitza, do you then have to put that kemitza into another kli sharis, or can you carry that kometz with your hands to the mizbeach and be maktir it there in order to be matir the shirayim of the karban mincha? So the stage two was a machlokas, but stage one everybody agrees. But again, this was about stage two. Kiddush kometz Rashi, but kli sharis shehi biyamin sheyoches akli shu makadish bo biyado ayamanis, that he holds the kli that he is being makadish in it in his right hand. That's interesting. The Rishonim discuss here, the Mefarshim discuss. When it says the Kiddush Kometz, so does that mean the hand that you catch the Kometz in, like you hold the Kli Sharis in the Kli Sharis that you're catching the Kometz in, that has to be held with the right hand? Or maybe it means it has to be thrown with the right hand. The kometz has to be done with the right hand, but maybe the next halacha is that could you switch that to the left hand and then throw it into the klei sharis with the left hand, but you're holding the klei sharis with the right hand? Is that good enough? Could you have the left hand in the middle help out? What does the kiddush kometz mean? Or does it mean both? Does it mean both? You have to throw it in. And if you mean both, then you need two kohanim, obviously. That you wouldn't be able to do that with just one kohen. But either way, that's why you would need the double lashon. Let's continue a little bit. Says the Gemara, Ula Rabbi Shimon de la Boi Kiddush Kometz. But remember we had earlier that according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't need the Kiddush Kometz. You need the original carbon mincha put into the klei sharis in the first place. But after you do the kiddush kometz, maybe you could do the rest with your hand. Remember we had Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said that the pasuk that says that mincha is kachatas kasham, what does that mean? So one day, according to the Rabbanan in the first parak, kachatas kasham meant you could do it like a chatas, meaning if it's a minchas chova, if you do a shalolishma is psula. If you do have a minchas nedava, then the shalolishma is kshera, like an asham. That's kachatas kasham. But Rabbi Shimon said kachatas kasham means, if you want to do it in your hand, then kachatas, you can do it in your hand, like chatas is done with the hand. Kasham, if you want to do it with a kli, you can do it with a kli. Right, so that's kachatas kasham we had earlier in the first parak. So Rabbi Shimon did not require kiddush kometz. So according to him, we're back to the question. So what do you need this whole drasha for of yad yad l'kmitza? You only need that, you already learned it from the fact that it says kahuna. That means yamin, so you don't need it. Ulaman de amar l'Rabbi Shimon nami boy kiddush kometz. And according to the one who said no, even according to Rabbi Shimon, you would require kiddush kometz, right? Rashi quotes, he has machlokas elsewhere. Bismol achshure machshir. But still, even if you say you require kiddush, but l'chora, he would allow you with the left hand to do the kiddush kometz. Why? Rashi says, it's no better than Kabbalah Saddam. Right, it's parallel to Kabbalah Saddam, and just like Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah says Kabbalah Saddam can be done with the left hand, so too the catching of the kometz could be done with the left hand. So yad yad derav alamali. So we're still stuck. What do you need the special drasha? The fact that whole pasuk is extra by mitzora. So what would you require that pasuk for? So ila kemitza atzma. If it's for the kemitza itself, that it should be liyamin, right? Because according to Rabbi Shimon, he doesn't learn it out. As Rabbi Rashi quotes here, according to Rabbi Shimon, you couldn't learn that from Vakamatza Kohen, because we said Rabbi Shimon requires etzpa, right? So how would it, maybe you need it just for the kmitza itself. Ila kmitza atzma mid Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Chiya nafka. You would know that from the following. Dam Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Chiya, what I just quoted outside, my time with Rabbi Shimon. What is the reason of Rabbi Shimon that you can do the kiddush kometz with left? To Amar Kra, kodesh kadashim hik. The carbon mincha is kodesh kadashim, kachatas v'kasham, balov de biyad. If the kohen wants to continue doing it with his hand and walk to the mizbeach and be maktir with his hand, ov de biyamin, kechatas, so you could do it with the right, like chatas is done with one's hand. Balov de bekli, remember the chatas is the only one that's done with the hand. The other zrikas are done just by keeping it in the kli and tossing it towards the mizbeach. The chatas has to be dipped, the etzpa has to feel as etzpa. Bala ovda b'kli, ovda b'smol ka'asham. But if it's done with a kli, then you can do it with an asham. And therefore, Rashi continues just the punchline of the question. And kemitza would be like avoda b'yad, because that has to be done with a hand. And if it's done with a hand, then you will learn it out from chatas that has to be done with a right hand. So even Rabbi Shimon would have a makar that kemitza has to be done with yamin. So again, we're back to the question. According to Rabbi Shimon, if you say no matter what you hold about kiddush kometz or not, you would say that would be okay with the smol, and you wouldn't need it for the kometz itself. So what would you need the drasha of Rava for? Yad yad l'kemitza. According to Rabbi Shimon, what would you need that for? So it says the Gemara, lo nitzrcha ela l'kometz minchas chote. What would you need it for? We know, carbon mincha, there is minchas nedava, but there's also minchas chote in certain cases. If there is an olav yored, right, that a very poor kohen, so then he has to bring a mincha as a chote. A carbon sota is a minchas chote. Right, you have certain carbon mincha that are brought for chet. So that, in those cases, you might not have thought that you need kmitza with the yamin. Why? What's the havamina? Sakadai dechamina, hov amar Rish Lakish, shalo yehei karbano muhudar. Rish Lakish already removed some of the requirements of the minchas chote, right? You don't need oil, you don't need frankincense, right? Why? Because you don't want to make this carbon so beautiful, so you don't want to make it muhudar, so kikamas labas vol nami tiskasher. So maybe with the kmitza with the left hand also you would be machshir. Kamash malan, you wouldn't. It is still an unusual havamina. To say shalo yehei karbano muhudar sounds like offering something in the chafsa of the carbon, not in the avoda. You know, just because you could get away with not putting oil on it, that means you could use your left hand. So it is a chiddush, unless the Gemara is assuming that even putting the oil is a din in the avoda. It's not a din in the chafsa of the mincha. Right, you shouldn't make it muhudar, you shouldn't make the avoda muhuderes by putting oil on. But it's still a chiddush. Maybe that's the kamashmalan. Kamashmalan is, don't compare these two things. Right, don't compare not putting oil on, that's in terms of the carbon itself. This is about the avoda. The avoda has nothing to do with muhudar or not muhudar. There are requirements. So maybe that the maskana is understood. The havamina one has to work on. You know, what exactly was the havamina? What, just all requirements? You know, because shalaya kabana muhudar, we would nix all the requirements. So again, it's one has to work on the havamina of the Gemara there, but that is the Gemara's maskana. Okay, but if we go back to Rava's limud, Rava learns that yamin has to be done for the hand by kamitza, the foot by chalitza, and the ear by ritzia. So kamitza we've been talking about. Let's make one or two comments maybe about chalitza and ritzia, which has not come up in a while. Chalitza is one of the most unusual, if not the most unusual, ceremony in all of halacha. What has to be done by when a man dies without children and his wife and his brother does not want to do yibums. Therefore, we know that they perform chalitza. She removes his shoe and she spits on the floor towards him, and that way she is mutter to marry anyone bashuk. So, is there a similar, if we understand anything about this chalitza? Again, there's a lot of lumdish topics in chalitza. The fact that it's all counted as one mitzvah. That's one of the Rambam's examples. Right? That you don't count chelke mitzvah separately. You don't count the rekika and the chalitza and the kriyas haparsha as separate mitzvos. It's one big mitzvah of chalitza, number one. Number two, you count it as a mitzvah. Right? There's a big lumdish discussion whether chalitza is purely just a matir. Or maybe it doesn't have a mitzvah element, right? That's also a big discussion. Meaning, let's say a woman is 100 years old and she's never going to get remarried. Does chalitza still have to be done to her? Because you might say it's just about getting remarried. The first shuv of the Chacham Tzvi, Siman Aleph, right? If she has no plans to get remarried, so then there's no reason to do chalitza, right? And that, so it's just purely more of a matir. And the Minchas Chinuch discusses, you know, what type of kavana does one need, right? And he suggests that if there's no kavana for the mitzvah, maybe you didn't even do the mitzvah, you only did the matir element, and not even the mitzvah. Amazing suggestion that one might have. He says in mitzvah Tav Kuf Tzadi Ches, he says it by Yibum, but it applies, he also says it by Chalitza. Efshar denita kana osa dahavi ishto mikal mako mitzvahs Hashem yisbarach lo kiyem, kil tzarek kavana latzeis. V'nafgamina techovat ha-mitzvah mutalas alav alo yigarsha tekef hachiyav olaha. Just like by Yibum, if you did it without kavana, maybe there's a kinyin, but the mitzvahs Yibum didn't take place yet. And if he wanted to divorce his wife, you can't yet, because you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum. And he says the same thing later on by what about kavana of chalitza. And he quotes his Chacham Tzvi, the beginning of Tav Kuf Tzadi Tes. He says, Sorach lachavin latesi de mitzvah, ki mitzvahs asei v'ikachol ha-mitzvos, u'bekavana zu latesi de mitzvah, ein sorach rak ha-cholitz, t'mekai mitzvah, rak lo hi. Right? He has his foot removed. You might have thought that she's doing the maisa, but he's the one that has the foot removed. No, he. T'ha mitzvah ala zacharim. V'gam afilu lo kivein kavana lo zu niftara. T'ein heter shel atalui b'im yasi di ha-mitzvah. V'kavanas elu shonos zu mizu. He talks about the kavana in both places. So that's another big discussion in chalitza. So again, number one is mitzvah matir. Number two is counted as a mitzvah bichlal. But there's another third, a number of other ideas. Again, the chalkei ha-mitzvah. But let's just read the Sefer HaChinuch, who talks about trying to get into the symbolism of the removing the shoe and the spitting. So the Chinuch says, Visharshi ha-mitzvah. Lefisha ha-isha azos ha-isa ru'uya l'sham ishu isha zeh. Tachas achiv. Min ha-tam shezachar no lamala. Right, it's fitting. It would be appropriate on some level for Yibam to take place. As we know, Yibam kodem l'chalitza. As the Mishnah says, v'huena rotzeba, and he does not want her. Tzivsa hatara she'taase elav maisa shimush. You know what has to be done? She has to do an act of servitude to him to show ki'ilu what could have been. What could have been? Taking off your shoe, that's an act of servitude. Shachalitzas nal shushimish ha'ever hakanui bepirsum lefrei bezin laharos lakol sheknuya isal legamrei. She was connected to him, right? The Torah, right, was the language of the Gemara. Hatorah hiknulom en hashamayim. The Torah creates this kinyan. V'chiroi hayalol yabemusa ulefishu ena rotsa lasal mashemuto alav lakim lachiv the yarka befanav. What's the eureka? What's the spitting? That's the undermining. That's exactly the opposite of what the chalitza is meant to reflect. Chalitza reflects a maisa of avdus, a servitude. The eureka represents undoing that, right? I'm not your eved. The yarka b'fan of lahodiyah sheniftera mimena lagamrei. The enu mishubedes lo od lachlok lo kavod b'shum davar. Avil chashev elek ish zor shein mashgichan ala miliruk b'fan of. Right? Then you're just like in front of a stranger. V'telech lo me'ata v'tinasei l'cha mi shetirtze. Whoever she wants, that is the sefer hachinach. Again, the Nitziv has another pirish which we're not going to do, but this is one that we know is halacha lemaisa. Chalitza is halacha lemaisa. Nohu kayom, right? We don't doesn't come up that often, Baruch Hashem, because it is a tragic event. It's a tragic event. I mean, somebody died without children, and the brother has to perform. We do it on day 91, right? Just like we have months of havchana before a woman could get remarried. So we say anything having to do with getting remarried is delayed till after 3 months. So that is why we do chalitza on day 91. We do it with the right foot, a special chalitza shoe. Okay, a lot of different discussions regarding chalitza. Okay, but that's one of the drashas learned out. Rega chalitza. Again, kemitza we've been talking a lot about, and ritzia, as we know, is a big discussion. Maybe just to mention one comment, and then we'll continue with the next mishnah. Ritzia, we know that the eved nirtza, if he wants to remain an eved, so his right ear is pierced. That's ozen l'ritzia. There is a question that's asked that we have mentioned in the past from the Maharal Diskin in Parshas Mishpatim, where the Maharal Diskin wonders why the Gemara tells us, Rashi quotes it, why the Gemara tells us, why do we dafka do the ear that hurt at Har Sinai, don't steal, and he went and stole, so we are going to punish him. Or the ear that heard at Har Sinai, you are my avadim, and now he's somebody else's avadim, avadai la avadim, so then we have to go give him a punishment, pierce his ear. Ask the Maharal Diskin, so the piercing of the ear is for what happened, what he heard at Har Sinai, for becoming an Eved or stealing in the first place. But one second, this is only done after 6 years, when the Eved wants to stay an Eved. If it's for the punishment of the original stealing or becoming an Eved, so why don't we do this right in the first place, when he becomes an Eved Ivri? Right? Why do we wait 6 years? Right? Number one. And number two, he already had a punishment for those. Didn't he? For stealing. He became an Eved. So explains the Maharal Diskin, the fact that the Eved now says, I like it here. Ahavtias Adoni es ishtivas banai. He obviously doesn't feel that it's an onesh. He's very comfortable where he is. He's very happy. So what the Torah said was an onesh, he obviously didn't get the message. So Hashem says you have to give him another onesh. And that's why you have to pierce his ear. Right? That's the why it's only done now. Right? Even though the punishment was done earlier, it's like a second one. And that's the Maharal Diskin. And that's what Rav Shechter likes to quote that Maharal Diskin in the context of Galus. Right? We have to recognize that Galus is an onesh. If we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, we're happy in Galus, we're fine, we're good. Hashem doesn't want to hear that. Right? Hashem doesn't want to hear that. Hashem wants to recognize that Galus is an onesh, and if you can get out of Galus, right, then you have to leave, right? The mashal given by a number of Svarim, right? Everybody's, all these people are in jail, and they all climb their way out, and they dig their way out. There's one guy that stays, he doesn't leave. What are you staying for? You had a way out, you had an escape. You had an escape. You could have done it. You're still sitting here. You had an escape. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying you have a way out. If somebody has a way out of not remaining comfortable in Galus, so then, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not happy. But either way, that's based on that Maharal Diskin. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Continuing, remember we had the second Mishnah in the Perek. Right, the first Mishnah in the Perek went through all of the Psulim. And we had great discussions over the past 10 daf or so, 9 daf or so, about all the Psulim listed in the Mishnah. We'll have to get back to all of these Psulim, because they're going to come back again in the first Mishnah of the next Perek, right, Daf Lamed Aleph, where we're going to talk about all of those Psulim are allowed to do Shechita. Right, our Mishnah said, what's the second Perek? Kol HaZvachim Shekiblu Daman. That's the second Perek. And then the third Perek, as Kol HaPsulim, is going to be that they could do Shechita. But before that, we talk about other details of Kabbalah. Says the Mishnah, Nishpach Adam ala Ritzpah. What happens if straight from the animal's neck, it went to the floor? You did not catch it in a Kli Sharis. So, pasul. V'asafo, and then you gathered it up from the floor, pasul. So that is not allowed. That's not allowed. If there's still dam left in the neck, proper dam. We'll see which type of dam is okay for Kabbalah Sadam. But if there's more in the neck, so then one can, you know, get that dam. The Rambam says that in Psulei Mekdashim. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph of Hilchot Psulei Mekdashim, where he's describing the basic Avodas Hadam. So he talks about all of them, and then he says, Nishmach Miksas Hadam Mitzavar Behema Ala Aretz. If some of the dam falls on the floor, V'lo Asafo, V'kibel Mi Miksaso Mitzavar Behema Areza Kasher. As long as you got more from the neck of the animal. Ubilvad, and we'll see this soon, Beshem, Sheyehze Hadam is Shiniskabal Dam Hanefesh, Lo Dam Tamsis, Lo Dam Aor. It's gotta be the lifeblood. Right? The blood that comes out as the animal dies, that shoots out. Not the blood that trickles out right when you make the cut of the skin, because that's not lifeblood yet, and not the blood that's after the Dam Hanefesh, that trickles out afterwards. So that is the Rambam. So again, that's if there is more. But if there is no more, then pasul, right? You can't go from the neck to the floor to the kli. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara. Balakacha Kohen HaMashiach Midam Apar. So talking about Karban Chatos, right? In the beginning of Ayikra, the Kohen Gadol, Kohen HaMashiach. We know the Kohen Gadol is special. We learned about it in Harios, right? The different Karbanos of the Kohen Gadol. So Balakacha Kohen HaMashiach Midam Apar. That's the pasuk. He takes from the Dam of the Par. So we darshin Midam ha-nefesh, v'lo midam ha-or, v'lo midam ha-tamsis, as we just said. You need to take blood of the soul. Blood that the soul, that goes out when the animal dies, midam ha-nefesh, v'lo midam ha-or, that's too early, v'lo midam ha-tamsis, that's too late. Right, you have a special pasuk to teach me that. Midam ha-par, and we darshan from that phrase, you switch the letter. As if it says, dam mehapar. The mem is before the word dam. Switch it and put it in front of the word hapar. That's one of the tools that Chazal have, as we'll mention it explicitly soon. Dam mehapar yikablanu. This is not playing games, right, with the words of the Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah from Hashem, he received different methods of decoding the Torah, where the Torah was given in code. And therefore, these are the rules of decoding. You have something called Zeir Shava and Hekish and Devar LeMei Me'anyano and Imeino Inyan, right? These aren't, things that Moshe Rabbeinu made up. They were given. These are the ways to decode the Torah. See, here too. You don't have to say it's based on a svara. It's just that this is the one of the ways that you could switch a letter from one word to the next word, right? As we'll see, Gerona Musifin Vidarshan. But Midam Apar, Dam Mehapar Yikablanu. Dam from the animal, directly from the neck of the animal, Yikablanu. That's who you have to have, that's where you have to have Kabbalah Sadam from. Di'isalka Daidach, but now the Gemara says, there is even somewhat of a limud here. Di'isalka Daidach, Midam Hapar, if you want to take it literally, keep the mem where it is, and it means from the blood of the animal, from the cow, Kidachsiv, Midam, Viafilu Mixas Dam, but Midam wouldn't be mashba, that just some of the blood would be okay, even Lachachila. Midam is always a miut, mixas dam. V'yamarav, but didn't Rav say, or Amar of Yehuda Amarav, the Bachi adds in, Hatshochet Sorach Shikabel es kol damo shalpar. Lechatchila, you have to try to be makabel all the dam. There shouldn't be a limit of midam. Shenamar ves kol damo yishpoch, right, or dam hapar yishafech, right, the yishpoch, different psukim. But either all the dam. So, then the word midam would be misleading. So ella midam hapar dam mehapar yikablenu. That's why you switch around the letter. It's dam mehapar viksavar gorin umosifin vidarshin. You're allowed to take a letter away from here, put it over there, and darshin it in that way. So that's why you have the word not before midam, which would mean only some of the blood. No, it has to be all the blood. But you can put a dam minefesh, right? Dam minefesh directly mipar from the cow, that is how we darshan it. Period. The Mikdash David wonders, here in Zion Bays, what do you even need a pasuk for? And this gets us into a question I don't think we've touched on yet. What do you even need a pasuk for that the dam has to be the dam hanefesh? You're only allowed to do zrika with dam hanefesh. So once you know that you're only allowed to do zrika with dam hanefesh, doesn't that automatically mean that the Kabbalah sadam has to do with dam hanefesh? In other words, isn't the Kabbalah the act that prepares for Zrika, and therefore, whatever dam requirements you have for Zrika, those would also be requirements for Kabbalah. Yes, yesterday we had that maybe the avodas themselves might be different. Right? We had a havamina that maybe even if Kabbalah needs yamin, maybe Zrika wouldn't need yamin. And we said that according to on the top of Amabez yesterday. But that's in terms of the avoda. But in terms of the result, the blood that's involved, so you might have said, says the Mikdash David, so what do you need a makar here, a special makar to teach me that Kabbalah's Hadam has a special type of dam they have to catch, right? So is it, it's, don't you say that it's just, it's possible Zrika? If it's possible Zrika, then obviously it would be possible for Kabbalah. Unless, what do you have to say? There's something independent. There's something independent, right? Kabbalah and Zrika. Are those exactly all the same? We've discussed Kabbalah is somewhere in the middle. Kabbalah is connected to Shechita, but it's also connected to Zrika. Is Kabbalah more the Gemar Shechita? Shechita is completed when you catch the blood. Or is Kabbalah the first step towards Zrika? Which one is it more connected to? Ask the Mikdash David, Yesh La Ayin, Lama Likrala Mai, Dama Tamsis, Mi Kabbalah, Tepek Lei De Dama Tamsis, Eino Roi Lezrika. Again, this is what this Masechta is about. It's not just about talking about sprinkling of bloods and shechting. It's about the conceptual messages about these halachic categories, right? And that's what we're trying to, and that's what we're trying to do, and that's what all the Achronim try to do, to learn the symbolism of all of these acts and connections. So that's the Mikdash David. So Kabbalah, what do you need a makar for? Umikan Raya, so it must be, Umikan Raya, the Tzorach Lakabel Afdam She'ena Roy Lezrika. Mishum zed the tzorach lekabel called dam shapar. It says all the dam. Umishemachi yitzorach lemute dam atam says mikabalah. It must be that conceptually you start off with a din that all the dam. That's what the pasuk says, as we saw. And then you have a limit that you don't need the tam or you shouldn't catch the dam tamsis. The efshar lefize im laachar shchita. He says possibly. What's an afkamina? Im laachar shchita. Yakizu bodam yehitzorach lekabel afdam hahakaza. There's a din of kabbalas all the dam. It's not just about getting you ready for zrika. What if after you shech the animal, you bloodlet the animal from another spot on the animal? Yehitzorach lekabel afdam hahakaza. Ki kol dam anefesh zorach lekabel da idi shchita niskadish kol adam shel behema zorach lekabel kol dam anefesh. V'yefer de lezrika gamkin yekasher oso dam. To be not only the zorach yisi adam dafka derech savar. Okay, he talks about that possibility, but again, the idea is about whether you would say that the Kabbalah's Adam is just a lead up to Zrika, or there is something separate about it. That's what the Mikdash David reflects here, that maybe it has two dinim. Now, the other Achronim also discuss this as well in their words, Chakra Achronim, the Birei Daf summarizes. Im avoda zu mahuta hi isuf hadam letzorach zrikaso, o she kabbalas hadam nase kedi lekadish es hadam kodem zrikaso. Is it about getting it ready for the zrika? It's pre-zrika? Or is it just kiddush hadam? Just like we mentioned before, putting the mincha in the klishares. What does that serve as? We would say that's more of sanctifying the mincha. Is it Dafka getting it ready for the Haktara? Maybe, but just like we could separate it there, we could separate it here. Right? That's the discussion. That's a discussion in the Achronim. I wanted to mention again, I forgot, but again, this whole idea of Kiddush, remember, once we're talking about Mincha and Dam and the comparisons, remember what we discussed back in the first parak on Daf Yud Aleph, why is it that an animal can be sanctified right when I say something? I can be Makdish, my animal. While by mincha, it's not fully sanctified until I put it into the klisharis. So that was the question that the Ravid asked at the beginning of Tumid. The Ravid said, oh, because you're still missing an action, you have to add the oil. You have to add the oil and be bolel it. So because you're still missing an act, so that's why it's not kadosh yet, which is a little difficult because belila is not ma'keves, as we know, din of Rabbi Zeira, right? You only need royal abila. Right, you don't actually need Blila. So we mentioned then the two suggestions of the Brisker of the Achronim, the Brisker Rav and the Meshech Chachma. Again, just to review, the Brisker Rav said, the Griz said, the difference is because by a behema, the kedusha flows. It's descriptive. It's not explaining. Right, it's describing the event. Right, by an animal, the kedusha flows from me. Hakdashas peh. By a mincha, the kedusha flows from the kli. And that's why I can't be makdish flour and give it kedushas aguf. That's how carbon mincha works. It flows from the Kli. But you have to go there one step further. Why? So that's Rav Meir Simcha. That's what Ar Sameach writes in the Chidushi, Rav Meir Simcha, that when it comes to an animal is one unit. So it's very easy to be Makdish, an object. It can be Makdish any object you want. Flour are all tiny different particles. They're not connected. What connects all of these grains of flour to each other? So that's why you need the Kli. The Kli is Mitzarif, just like we know the Kli is Mitzarif in other areas of Halacha, right? For Chiyuv Hafrashas Challah, the Kli is Mitzarif, right? Or we had earlier in the first parak, a Kli regarding a closed Kli in a Tumas Ohel, right? That could close up. That has the status of whatever, everything inside is protected. So there's a lot of Halachas that a Kli performs a function. So that's just to remember the difference between Hakdashas Mincha and Hakdashas Behema. We have that back again on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we have it again here on Daf Chavdal and Abayz, the Kometz, the Kiddush Kometz, and this halacha as well. But again, the relationship between Kabbalah and Zrika is an important one. Good. One other point we asked in the Gemara here. We said, how could you have that drasha, keep the mem where it is, but didn't Rav say dot, dot, dot? Rav is an Amora, right? So Rav is, we're asking Akasha from Rav. So unless you say Rav had an earlier Misora about this, right? You could have said Rav is an Amora. So this is a general, different drasha. But again, remember, there's a beautiful Rashi in Beitza. Rashi in Beitza says, sometimes the Gemara will ask from Rav, not Dafka because he was a Tana, but the lashon of Rashi there in Beitza Daftes, v'kasha derav ad Rav Chanan, v'afagav derav amorahu makshiminei. You could ask a kasha from Rav. Mipnei sherabon shel kol bnei hagola haya bedoro chutz mishmuel. He was what we call the Rashka Bahag, rabon shel kol bnei hagola. Right, that's that abbreviation. So Rashi says it right here. Rashi said that describes Rav, and that's what the Gemara says. We'll ask Akasha from Rav, even though Rav's not a Tana, or he's on the border, as we know, Rav Tanu Palig, but it's not a Mishnah, it's not a Brisa, it's not a Tosefta. But, you know, Rav has power. Rav has power. He's early, and he is Rashka Bahag. And therefore, the Gemara could ask from him. Good. Says the Gemara Gufa, Am Rav Yudam Arav. So we just said the statement of Rav Yudam Arav, HaShochet Tzorach Sheyekabel is called Dam Oshalpar. You have to be Mekabel all the Dam. Right, we mentioned the Mikdash David, maybe even not from the neck. Shenemar Ves Kol Dam Hapar Yishafech. Vaha B'Shirayim Ksif. But that Pasuk is about the Shirayim, the leftover Dam poured into the Yisod. It may not be Shirayim to Halesa Lekule Dam. It can't be referring to totally to the Shirayim, because it says, Kol Dam Apar, you don't have all the Dam of the Par left by the Shirayim. You use some of it for the Zrikos. So it has to have a deeper meaning. So Taneo Inyan, Lekabbalah. So that's why it has to be referring to the Kabbalah. The Achronim also discuss, can you be Mekabbal and two Kalim? Right? All the Dam. Two Kalim and combine it. Is that a problem? On the floor is a problem. What about two kalim and you put it into another one? So keep kedei hazah in two kalims. That's the question. It's a Rashi later on about it and discussion in the Achronim. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Hashochei Tzorach Sheyagbiya Sakin Lamala. Rav Yehuda, again, right here in four lines. You have Rav Yehuda quoting Rav, Rav Yehuda quoting Shmuel. He was a Talmud of both of them. Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Hashochei Tzorach Sheyagbiya Sakin Lamala. You have to lift up the knife up. What does that mean? After Shechita, you don't want the blood to drip from the knife into the Kli, because it has to go from the neck of the animal to the Kli. So that's why right after Shechting, you have to lift up the knife to make sure the blood does not go fall and drip into the Kli, which is underneath. Shenemar v'lakach midamapar. Right, dafka, midamapar v'lo davar acher. You can't have it from the animal and from the knife, which is davar acher here. V'dam sakin b'may makanech leisa, what do you wipe it on? What do you wipe the dam asakan on? Amar Rabbi, besfas mizrak. You wipe it on the outer edge of the rim of the kli. Outer edge. So then it would flow off. It would flow off the outer edge. That's besfas mizrak. Rashi. Velo litochan. Right? And not inside. Or velo litocho. Right? You have to make sure it's not not in. And Rashi also says, shelo yipol dam hasakin al hamizrak. You don't want the dam to fall from the sakin in. Dichsiv kiporei zahav. Right, those kalim are described as kiporei. That also means like white kapore. Also means wipe. So it means that that's what you also use for the wiping. Right, Rashi says kari la mizrakin b'sefer Ezra shem kinuach. Right, you through the wiping. Okay, fine. Amar Rav Chisda. Right, so what about wiping on anything else? What about just like having a shmata? having a little baguette in the, the Gemara doesn't talk about that. The Rambam in Maisa Karbanas discusses this. The Rambam Maisa Karbanas, Dalid Ches. The Rambam discusses Kol Hazvachim Shekibel Midaman Pachos Mikdei Hazoya Lo Niskadish Adam. If you had Kabbalas Adam less than the minimum, so there's no Kiddush Adam. But Sorach L'Skavein L'Kabba Kol Adam. You have to have Kavana for all Adam. Ketzad Ose Ocheiz HaSimanim Biyado. We'll get to that. How your Ocheiz HaSimanim. We'll get to that soon. Bez Hashem. But the then it says Sorach She'Yagbiya Hasakin L'Mala Kiddush Lo Yered Adam Me Aleha Ela Menat Savar V'Dam She'Besakin Mekancho B'Sfasa Mizrak. Right, quoting our Gemara. Says the Radvaz there, V'im Tomar, Kivon She'in Aroy Lazrika, Lama Mekancho. Do you dafka have to wipe it? Just wipe it on a beged. And it sounds like it's dafka on the Mizrak. Right? The dam that you're going to use for Zrika, or that you're supposed to catch from the animal's neck, goes inside. And here it's dafka on the outside. You dafka should use the Mizrak. After Advaz, why? V'yesh lomar. Shenis kadish bekli v'tzorach shvicha liyasod. Right, it's still all the blood that's dripping should go onto the yisod if it's still on there when you finish. Blood on the sakin is only a little amount; it's not enough to be zorek. So what do you have to do? It's not niskadesh. Says the Radvaz, Hani mili. When do you say that there's not enough dam to be niskadesh? It's not niskadesh. Hani mili de'ain b'chol adam sheniskabel k'dei hazah. Aval hacha diika dam miruba b'mizrak. Here the ikar dam, most of the dam is in the mizrak. There's all plenty. Viniskadesh gam masha alasakin nami viniskadesh gam masha alasakin nami niskadesh. V'tzor kinuach b'sfasa mizrak. Right, you're right. Even if it was just a little dam, it's not niskadesh. But here it's a little dam, but it's connected to the main dam, which is in the mizrak. You can't use this because it's going from the knife to the kli. It's got to go from the neck of the animal to the kli. But it's still a din. It has some type of kedusha. Kedusha legabe. You can't just dispose of it and wipe it off and just not do anything with it. That's why you put it on the kli, but on the outside of the kli. And then when you finish, if it's still on there, then you could pour it or let it drip onto the yisod. It's also called shirayim. It's also called shirayim regarding the dam. Good. Says the Gemara. Second to last line. Amar Rav Chizam Arav, Yirmiya Bar Abba, Hashochet, next din of Shchita, Tzarech Sheyitein, Vridin, L'toch Akli. The Vridin, the really thick blood vessels in the neck of the animal, you have to put those Vridin into the Kli. What does that mean? Into the Kli. So Rashi says, it's Lav Dafka into the Kli, the top Rashi. It just means right above the Kli. Right, the Vridin should be right above. V'hai toch, Rashi says, La Dafka. Dehalo Efshar. What do you mean? How can you put the Vridin into the Kli before you do the Shechita? Ela al Aviro shel toch HaKli. It means above. The Rambam has a little bit different. The Rambam seems to take it quoted literally. Umotzi oche simanim biyado. Umotzi hasimanim v'avridin l'toch HaMizrak. V'shochet shnayim o rov shnayim. Kedishi iskabal adam kulo b'kli. Right, the Rambam seems to say this more literal, right? Your motzi, after you cut the animal's neck, you motzi the simanim, unusual. Okay, itmar nami, amar vasi, amar b'yochanan. B'yochanan also says, vridin, sorach sheyiru, avir, kli. They have to see the avir kli, and again Rashi says that just means above. Boy, minei revasi, mir b'yochanan, hayimakabel, v'nifchasu shuli mizrak, ad shalui giladam avir. You shech the animal, and the blood is on its way down. Before it reaches the airspace of the kli, the bottom of the kli falls out. Bottom of the kli falls out. Not that this ever happened, but we're trying to, you know, understand conceptual topics. Is the dam already considered as if it was already resting in the kli, and therefore is this considered that it went from the kli to the floor? Which we'll see. Kli to the floor to the kli, that's okay. Only if it goes directly to the floor is it a problem, and then you try to pick it up. If it goes from the neck to the floor to the kli, that's pasul. That's our Mishnah. But if it went, what if the kohen got it? He caught it fine in the kli, and then he spilled it. He tripped. Then you could pick up the dam again, as we will see. So what's this considered? If it was already, Rashi says, if it was already within the airspace of the kli, within the walls of the kli, then for sure it's okay. Then you say ki'ilu, it was resting in the kli. But here it's above. It was above the rim. So that's what Ravasi is asking. Hayimakabel v'nifchasu shule mizrak ad shelo higi adam la'avir. Before it got there, before it got there. So what's the halacha in that place? Mahu avir shein sofa lanuach kumunach dami olo kumunach dami. This blood or anything which is ein sofa lanuach. Why? Because Hashem knows it was ein sofa lanuach. Because you see, it wasn't falling. It wasn't going to get to the floor because the floor fell out before it got there. So avir shein sofa lanuach kumunach dami olav kumunach dami. That is the question. L'may nafkamina. So number one, as we said, what if it could you pick it up? What happens if right, I saw the achronim? Where is it here? The achronim have a couple of nafkaminas, other nafkaminas, in terms of what else would be the minchas chinuch. That one we mentioned. Also, nafkaminim ira psul kohen amakabel la'acher shekvar bo hadam lavir me'alakli. We had a case earlier. What happened if he became a balmum at this moment? This very second he became a balmum. Or if a psul came and was actually makabel adam. We mentioned before, if the kohen does the kabbalas adam and then there's somebody in the middle, maybe it doesn't ruin it. But here, what happens if it's in the air, is it considered kilu, the kohen did it already, then somebody else comes and sticks his cup in, his mizrak in, and then he takes it. Okay, all these nafkaminas. Is it considered as if it's caught yet or not? That's Rav Asi's question to Rabbi Yochanan. Our mother Rabbi Yochanan says, Tani Tua, we learned it in a Mishnah in a totally different context. Which context? Context which require mayim, mayim chayim. Chavish shemunachas tachas hazina. We know three contexts require mayim chayim. Right, paraduma, azov, taras azov, and mitzora. Those are the three. So, tanitu achavish shemunachas tachas hazinuk. You have mayim chayim. You have water flying down, and at the bottom, towards the mayim chayim, you want it to go into the, let's say, the pail for the mayim chayim al keli by the paraduma. So there's a little pipe that's going to get the mayim chayim. The rear, let's say, it's flowing down a mountain. But you have to like get it in, how do you get it into the pail? So let's say it's gonna go through a little pipe, which is not makabel toma, because it doesn't have an end, it's going right through, and then it's gonna fly into the pail. So, chavit shemunachas tachas azinok, you have this barrel, this pail, that's sitting under the zinok, under the flow, the stream, mayim shebetocha, v'shebechutza lapsulim, the water that's in there, or above it, is pasul. Why? Because it came from the air, it has to come directly mayim chayim, there can't be any hefsik. Because, as Rashi says here, dekivan shehigiyu mayim kineged avira hare hein kimunachim besocha. Because the water came within its airspace above, it's ke'ilu, it's sitting in there. Upasak lachiyu sayu. Its status of mayim chayim, Rashi says, is ruined. V'yanan mayim chayim el keli be'inon lekiddush. Right, it's got to be directly from its state of being in chayim. Here, right when it's up above, it's ke'ilu, it's sitting in the kli, right? So that ruins it, right? So that's going to be our proof already, that is kemunach dami. But continuing now the brisa, tzirev pia lezinok mayim, lezinok. What if you picked up, you didn't let it go into any airspace, you just picked up the barrel, the pail, and put it right next to the pipe, so it never goes into any airspace. Mayim shebesocha psulin. So once it goes, the mayim in it is pasul, because it's already within. V'shebechutzala k'sherim, b'chutzala, which Rashi says, are still in the pipe. Rashi says it is still in the, what's the lashon of the Rashi? Rashi quotes that it's still in the pipe. She'ina avir mafzik, shebechutzala, b'shekanagat avirak, she'adayin lo pirshu minat sinor, v'afilo avir ein kan. So according to that, k'sherim. But either way, what do you see from here? That even when something is above the pail, right, so then it's already considered ki'ilu, it's sitting in the pail. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Hi, Mai. Boy, mine avir she'ein sofal anuach, v'kapasha le'avir she'sofal anuach. Here, no floor is falling down, is falling out. So that's not what we're trying to figure out, a case where avir she'ein sofal anuach. Is that considered as if it's sitting in the kli? And you're bringing me a right from a regular case of a kli, of a pail, of a barrel. So Gemara says, tarti kaboy mine. Really, he had a double question. Im tim salomar, avir she'ein sofal anuach lav kemunach dami, avir she'sofal anuach mai. But the question, it's a double question. Even if you say, if the floor is going to fall out, it's not considered kumunach, what about a regular case of sofa lanuach? Rav Yosef Masliachi, that's what Rav Yosef understood. It was a question about karbanos, and they brought a raya from paraduma. Rav Kahana, masni, chavis boimine, upashalachavis. The question was about paraduma, and the answer was about paraduma. Right? That was the question from within. Rabba masni chavis boimine upashalei mizrach. The opposite of our case. The question was about chavis, and the answer that he brought was about our case, the opposite of Rav Yosef. And his raya was the following svara. Iata moda b'mizrach she'yef shalo b'lo zinuk. Don't you know that by a mizrach, when you shecht, the blood squirts out a little bit and goes a little horizontal before it goes down. So you're going to tell me when it goes horizontal, it's ki'ilu, it's sitting in the kli, and then when it goes down, it's going from the kli to the kli. It's not going directly from the neck of the animal? No. You don't say that. So that's why it's a raya, then it must be that's considered that it went straight from the neck of the animal. That's what Rashi says in the second wide line. V'i avir shesof alanuach lav kemunach dami. If you say right when it goes into the air, it's not kemunach, so then it's not going from directly from the neck of the animal. It's going from the air space, from the air to the pail, to the mizrach. So it must be no, that it's considered kemunach, so the second that it comes out of the neck of the animal, even though it's going horizontal, but because it's above the pail, it's ke'ilu, it's going straight from the animal to the mizrach. Period. Tanan Hasam. Says the Mishnah in Maseches Parah. Nasan yado o raglo o ala yirakos. As we just said, you want to get the mayim chayim into the pail. So, but you have to get it a little moving up. You have to get a little, instead of just going down straight, how are you going to get it into the pail? But you don't want to use like something to catch it, which is going to passel it. So mayim chayim el keli directly. So you want to use like your hand or something to redirect the water. So is that okay? So nothing yado o raglo o ale yurakos. Kadesh yavru mayim lechavis psulin, that ruins it. Ale kanim, ale egozim, kshera. But leaves of kanim or egozim are kosher. What's the difference? Zeaklau. Tavra makabal tuma, psulin. You can't use something to redirect the water that's makabal tuma. A person's makabal tuma. Tavra shena makabal tuma, ksherin. Mino animili. How do you know this? Tavra biochana mishim rabiosi bar abba amakra ach mayan ubar. Mikveh mayim yeh tahor. So the pasuk says, the mayan ubar yihyeh tahor. Havayasan al yedei tara tehei. We darshan, the havaya, the creation of this should be through something that is a tahor. Right? That's the havaya of the mayim chayim, has to be through something that is tar. Period. Amreb chiyah, there's an important discussion about mikveh, but let's just continue first. Amreb chiyah, Amreb Yochanan, zoso meres, aver kli, kikli dami. So this must be, teach us that the Aver Kli is then like a Kli, right? Or else it would be from the air, since it goes into the air first, right? It goes up before it goes down. And the Psul is only when it's directly from the Yad to the Kli. But here it must be, the Aver Kli is Kli Dami, so it must be considered as going straight into the Kli. Amalei Reb Zeira L'Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, the Dilma B'Shoseis. What do you mean? Maybe it trickles. Maybe it's not going from the hand to the air. Right? The psul would be directly from the hand. So the Gemara proved, it must be that it's ki'ilu. It goes, avir is, kikli dami, because it goes from the air straight to the kli. But maybe it's trickling off of the hand. Right? And then there's not a raya. It's not shooting out. Amalei says, tarda, foolish one. Kadesha yavru mayim lechavis tanan. Yavru sounds like it's going out into the air. Yavru, it goes, it's not trickling down. Period. V'yamar b'chiyah bar abba amar b'yochanan. It's a little more tangent, again, based on what we brought in from the Kabbalah. V'yamar b'chiyah bar abba amar b'yochanan. Me'edusha shor Rabbi Tzadok nishas mishnah zu. The following mishnah we know from the edus of Rabbi Tzadok. Titzan, the mishnah says, in, as we would have expected, idios. Hey, Rabbi Tzadok. Ala zochalin shekilchan ba'ali agozin. A stream that was redirected through Ali Egozim Sheng Sherim, as we said. Zehai Maisa Bohalyo, Ba Maisa Vrechachamim, Belishka Sagazes Vechshiru, and they martyred it, and it wasn't a problem. Period. There is a discussion in the Rishonim. Other Rishonim, Rashi, the Rashba, all say that this idea of the Mikveh Mayim Yatar, Havayasan Ayyidei Tara Tehei, so that is a halacha not only by Mayim Chayim, but it's also a halacha by mikvah. That it has to be through dvarim that are tahar. And that's why the question that you know there's an answer to, but according to Rov Rishonim, how are all mikvahs kshirim? It's in a house, and a house is makabal tumah. Right? Makabal tumah, tumas saras. A bias can be a bias and menuga. So you know there's an answer to that question. But, right, every mikvah is in a house, so you created the mikvah through davar ha-makabal tumah, and therefore isn't that a violation of havayasan al-yidei tara tehei? According to the Rambam, it sounds like it's just in Mayim Chayim. situations. But if you say it's a din of mikvah, how do you answer that? So Reb Chaim in the Grach al Hashas says, he asked this question. He says, Yesh lach kor im yachol lasos mikvah babayis. V'lo yehe kan chisaron dehava yasoa yedei davar makabal tuma. V'yav tabayis mistami b'negat saras. Says Reb Chaim, I think we quoted this yisod earlier in a different context in the Masechta. A house, a bayis hamenuga is not makabal tuma. A bayis hamenuga is tameh. Right, just like a sheretz. A sheretz is not makabal tuma. It is a root of tuma. The only problem here is to use something to create something that is makabal tuma. It can become tame. It can transfer tuma. Something that is tame is a different type of category. And that's not a violation here. Once a house is called the bayis hamenuga, so then memela, it's matame. It's not that the house becomes tame from saras. No, it is a bayis hamenuga, and memela, the Torah says that that is tame. Umasha, de betumat saras, hainu de etzema bayis nasal de retame ulo sheretz. Avalosha yesh la bayis torres kabalas tuma mi menega. Umasha bedavar makabal tuma, in yachalasos mikva, umishun de dinzesh makabal tuma. Hu kimin chalos din shal tuma ala chayfetz. Okay, important yesod. Let's just do a little more, and then we'll stop. Rabbi Hatsorim Ozen Hapar V'Acharkach Kibel Damo Puzzle. If a person makes a mum in the animal before the Kabbalah Sadam, then it's puzzle. Right, it's puzzle, right? Yet the animal has to be tamim through Kabbalah. Shenemar V'Lachach Midam Hapar Par Shahayakfar. Power that is. Ashkechon kachim kachim. So I know this by kachim kachim. Kachim kalim inolin. How do you know by kachim kalim? It's like havamina. You would think otherwise. You know you have a requirement of tam through Kabbalah only by kachim kachim. How do you know kachim kalim? Amar Rava Tanya. Se tamim zachar ben shana. Right? That's referring to Karban Pesach. That's by kachim kalim. She yehe tamim u ben shana bishashrita. It has to be that. Bechabalah b'holacha b'zrika minayin tamalomar yihiyeh kol havayaseh halo yihu elatam uben shana. It has to be all related to tam and ben shana. Eis ve'abaya, Rabbi Yeshua Omar kol hazvachem sheba torish nishtar mehem kzayis basar o kzayis. You know what? Let's stop with Eis ve. We'll start with Eis ve next time, and we will pick up. Again, today's shiur was sponsored in memory of Dr. Manfred Lehman, Menashe Rafal Ben Achaver, Chaim Ufega, by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel. We thank them for the sponsorship.